Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. In what is being seen as an unprecedented move, the White House has confirmed a meeting between Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The extraordinary turnaround comes after repeated threats from both sides. The meeting was brokered by South Korean delegates who invited Trump to talks, which will possibly take place as early as May. Discussions will include both countries' nuclear programs, which have been the major point of contention over the last 2 years. President Macron is making his first visit to India as French head of state in a four-day visit aimed at strengthening ties between the two countries. Top of the agenda for Macron will be to secure new military contracts, including new orders on Rafale fighter jets as well as helicopters and submarines. Talks will also focus on security and solar energy. The two governments are planning on working together on the launch of the International Solar Alliance. The Education Minister, Jean-Michel Blanquer, is in Toulouse today on a visit to the Lycée Gallieni. Behind closed doors, he will meet up with parents, students and teachers to broach the difficult subject of security within this establishment. Staff went on strike to highlight the daily struggles they face against verbal and physical violence, bullying and even pupils starting fires. Blanquer has promised a series of concrete and practical measures to improve safety at educational establishments. Nearly 500,000 patients suffering from an underactive thyroid have turned away from using the drug Levothyrox, according to the Ministry for Health. The organisation Vivre Sans Thyroïde has stated that the number of those using alternatives could be nearer 1 million. The drug was reformulated last year, which led to many of those prescribed it having serious side effects. There are 3 million people in France who suffer from this debilitating condition. There will be a minor truce in the ongoing financial conflict between television operators Canal Plus and TF1. All subscribers will be able to watch Enfoiré tonight, but the stalemate isn't over. Non-satellite subscribers will continue to have no access to TF1 channels until the problem is resolved. The Resto du Cœur is starting its annual nationwide collection for the needy today. Over 7,000 supermarkets are taking part this year to try to hit their goal of 8,000 tonnes of donations of food and hygiene products for the disadvantaged. And finally, in football news, on day 29 of Ligue 1, Strasbourg plays Monaco at home this evening. The match starts at 8:45. And there was positive news in the Europa Cup for French clubs yesterday, as Lyon beat CSKA Moscow 1-0 and Marseille beat Bilbao 3-1. The return matches are scheduled for next Thursday. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.